Now, at the same time I was writing that poem, I was writing another one, which was obviously totally different, and I came later to think that they really were sort of cousins. But this other one is one of the saner poems I've written in recent years, I think. And this poem is the craziest one I've ever written. Well, there may be new candidates for that honor, I don't know. But this one is called Happy Times. And it began with a series of single lines that came detached from each other totally. I was thinking about famous one-liners of surrealism. You know, the sort of surrealists are all like Bob Hope. And they have better writers. But you know, there are famous one-liners, a lot of them. And one of them that I always love is L'Autremont, 19th century, pre-surrealist. But, you know, the chance meeting upon a dissecting table of a sewing machine and an umbrella. That's right. Sorry, I fumbled with that. But So I began to think about that kind of line, and then they began to happen, you know, they began to come. And I had about 60 of them or something, and I began to throw them away. I didn't know what I had. You know, I have a new book, 60 one-line poems. I began to throw them away when they, you know, they didn't feel good. And then the ones that were left began to breed and attach, you know, things began to grow between them, syntax, ridiculous syntax. Well, eventually I had a shape, and it seemed to be a shape. And I didn't know, I kept thinking, what's going on here? What's this about anyway? They were all full of lines like tiny electric feet of sample witches, you know. Thing. And then I thought, oh, I know what this is. This is this is about being a very little child. And it's only it's just the good parts. So I called it Happy Times. It's just the good parts. And it was really a sort of spin-off from The Table, where I got into that trip. And what interested me most in The Table was the going out of yourself into the other world that lives in the air, that village of little sounds and all that. I mean, the whole scene was one I remember with great affection, but this experience of transcendence of the ego or some such thing was what got into me. Well, this poem was going on at the same time and really was coming from the same place. Happy times. There is straw in the goose bindery. Egg princesses hear tiny electric feet of sample witches in the white city of bacon. Tongues, they grow on the porch. Mattresses lumber through the simian quarter, ablaze. Karen, the walnuts are bothering me. The caboose dwindles, which I fabricated of worn fruit punch. I have eaten the fur hats. Buick of yellow leaves, sing the peanut wheel. While the fiddle dances to the newspaper that regards it, the smiles of important shrimp shine like motors in the cabbage light. I think it's a ringing conclusion, you know. I'll tell you who to vote for, isn't it? I've been saying to myself for a long time and to people that I thought this was about very early childhood, but I never knew, you know. But then last year, just last December, I went to a first grade. I've been going to grammar schools and high schools, but not to first grade. You know, you get the little ones. And I read poems, you know, to them. And I read this one, and it was Bapho. You know, it was real box office. I get halfway through a line, and they go, dying. And they say, you know, stop, don't go on, go on. You know, I'd say tiny electric feet, they'd be dying. I'd say sample witches, they'd be dead. And then they'd come back and ask for more. And they kept making me say it over and over again, and I thought they were all going to have heart attacks, all these six-year-olds. You're having a catastrophe. 46-year-olds have heart attacks. Yeah, terrible. Look at the headline. And then, you know, it was really a gas. And second attention span, unless you stand on your head every 4.5 seconds, you lose it. Question period, I kept getting these great questions. I mean, it was how long you take to write a poem, how do you put the covers on your books. Then one kid said, would you do an imitation of Phyllis Diller? You know, and I knew the kid had me, you know, really. I wouldn't do it, though.